Well, a terrific win for St Kilda. They certainly needed it. They were pretty emphatic in their big victory against the Hawks, and one of their stars, Callum Wilkie, has been good enough to join us. Callum, welcome to AFL Nation.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nice to get that sort of emphatic win again, just for the confidence of the group.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, after some very poor performances, I guess, in the last month or so, it's sort of nice to, I guess, get some confidence going into weeks ahead.
What was the build up like to it? I mean, Hawthorn have certainly not set the world on fire in 2021. What were you sort of trying to drill down in terms of their strengths, or was it more the focus on just trying to get collectively the performance a lot better across the board?
Yeah, it was probably just trying to get the collectively performance across the board. Yeah, we sort of touched on a few little things about Hawthorn, but we sort of just wanted to get back to why we were a good team last year and, you know, get the offense back going again, and then just tighten up things defensively. So it was a lot about us this week and just trying to, yeah, get that confidence up.
Oh, it was really noticeable yesterday, Cow, just the amount of one percenters, and every player tries their best, to understand that every week, but just looked like there was a noticeable difference in, say, Brad Hill, a big smother. Hunter Clark did some really nice things in terms of smothering the footy and some big tackles. It just felt like there was a real focus yesterday on doing the little things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of smothers. I remember from teammates just putting in that extra effort that probably hasn't been there the last couple of weeks, and, you know, those little efforts give team a huge lift. So, yeah, I completely agree. There was a big sort of change in that sense. I can't really remember over the last month having too many smothers or those one percenters. So it was good to see.
And I think we probably have underestimated the importance of having Paddy Ryder back. The combination of Ryder and Marshall was terrific for you last season, and it looked like having those two guys out there back to your best as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they provide such stability throughout the group, you know, with their presence, obviously their tap work, and they're around the grounds movement. They're just so important for us. So it was good to have that duo back, and looking forward to them going forward.
Callum, how does having Marshall and Ryder in the team, how does it actually enhance the rest of the side around them? Does it allow other players to free up in certain areas? Does it give you a certain liberty in other areas by having the two rucks in the team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, Rowan, you know, he moves like another midfielder, and then, you know, his ability to mark the ball, same with Paddy. They're not just, you know, Pat Ruckman. Their ability to mark the ball and, you know, help us in defence and then help going forward and be potent as a scoring option. It just, yeah, it frees up the forwards in that sense, but then also helps us defenders in terms of being able to guard space and knowing there's such a threat in the air.
So, Zach Jones, best on ground yesterday. Brad Hill, back to some magnificent form after running really, really hard. I think they had a bit of a verbal stoush during the week. Can you talk us through that? Have they kissed and made up? And it seemed to do wonders for them because they both played really good games yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the media probably blew it up a bit, but we sort of just wanted to, you know, get back to sort of demanding more of each other and, you know, having those hard and honest conversations on the field. You know, it's never anything personal. It's just wanting everyone to be better so we can be better. So, you know, it was good to see that at training. And, yeah, those two had bloody good performances yesterday. It was awesome to see.
Those are the ones that get caught on camera and get publicised in the media. How often do those hard conversations and those arguments, I suppose, actually happen throughout the week between players who, you know, they care for the team?
Yeah, definitely. And they need to happen. They happen quite a bit, and it's something we've probably lacked a little bit as having those conversations, and we're growing in that space. So, yeah, those are the conversations you need to have if you want to get better. You got to be able to hit people between the eyes, and like I said, you know, it's for the benefit of them and it's for the benefit of the team. So, you know, you're going to see that going forward from a lot of players, and it's good to see people having those conversations that aren't just, you know, the leaders.
Callum, there obviously is that, you know, that media external discussion, and the scrutiny has certainly been on your team, and then there's, you know, what happens internally inside the four walls, which we're not always privy to. And I suppose there was that expectation that the evolution would just continue to sort of grow from last year's outstanding effort to make the second week of the finals. Just take us inside the club and how you've dealt with the first sort of 6 weeks of the season, when obviously by your own standards it's been below expectation, but trying not to panic, knowing this is a pretty long campaign this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's a long campaign, but you know, we've dished up some very ordinary performances. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's been a bit tough knowing, you know, the performances that we've put in are nowhere near up to the standard that we want to set. So it's just, you know, trying to have those long, honest conversations with each other about, you know, what the hell is going on, what can we fix, like tweak things, because yeah, you can't just stick to the same thing week in, week out. If it's not working, you've got to be able to adapt. And I think that's what's been critical, is, you know, seeing little trends in our game that are not working for us, and then sort of being able to address them and then fix them. So that's what's been good about the group, being having those conversations and sort of really addressing what's going wrong.
Your back six is nice and settled down there. It's Dougal Howard, is he the general? Is he the leader in the back six? I've seen him on occasion get quite demonstrative at times with his teammates. What's he like to play with in marshalling the troops back there?
Yeah, he doesn't mind getting to the boys every now and then. He's a very passionate man, which is awesome. So yeah, no, he marshals the troops down there, and pretty much for the whole team as well. So no, he's awesome to play with. Just yeah, loves to set people up, but you know, holds everyone to a high expectation. And demand probably is the biggest one in the team that demands, I guess, excellence.
Just a look ahead to next week, the Gold Coast, their last 2 weeks, and we know certainly at home they're a better side, but they come on the road and prove they can follow that up away from their own home deck and play some really good footy. But gee, their pressure around the ball, their tackle numbers, they're a pretty ferocious side. What have you observed of the Gold Coast? It sets it up for a great matchup next week.
Yeah, their last 2 weeks have been, you know, bloody good. We obviously wasn't able to catch too much of the game yesterday, but you look at their team, and it's obviously an exciting team, and they will be going forward. So always looking forward to the contest and, you know, getting back up to Queensland, the home that we had last year. So, it'll be good. But, yeah, they're going to be an exciting team. So we'll have to put a fair bit of work into them and their strengths and try and take them away.
Do you think that'll be a good game to gauge where you are? Because you both your side and the Gold Coast team are very similarly placed, you'd say, and are at around the same quality and progression path. Do you think that's a good gauge, better than what Hawthorn was yesterday?
I mean, yeah, in a way. It's sort of just, you know, yesterday's got to be the standard for us in terms of the effort and those one percenters that we were talking about before. So next week will be a gauge on, you know, how we're going and if we'll, you know, sustain it. So, yeah, you know, the way we've started, you know, we've put some good performances, we've put some average performances. We're just looking for a bit of consistency. So I guess it doesn't really matter who we're versing. We just want to be able to come off the field and knowing we've put in a good, hard, four-quarter effort that we probably haven't produced much this year.
What's on today then? The afternoon, I assume you've gone down to the beach, you've done all your recovery. Yep. Do you just crack a couple of cold ones and watch the Bombers and the Blues play this afternoon, or is it a sparkling mineral water and get away from footy?
the VFL, I wouldn't mind cracking a few cold ones, but no, the VFL is on down at Sandy, so, you know, a few of the boys are probably down there and watch the Twos play, so send some of the thriving players come through there, so head down there.
Kellum, well done. Emphatic win yesterday. Look forward to the Gold Coast encounter next week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Kellum Wilkie joining us. St Kilda defender had the 21 disposals, 7 marks in the win against the Hawks yesterday at Marvel Stadium. Dan Richardson, the head of umpiring, has just spoken. So the non-mark...
Uh-oh.
confirming upon video review, we have deemed the ball to have travelled the required distance.
You're kidding.
And should have been paid a mark.
Shock horror. Wow.
The non-holding the ball, we support the non-decision. The siren sounded before decision could have been made. Coons?
That's fair. I think I would have liked Dan to have an approximate distance of that ball, but I would say it would have gone at least 21.6 metres, Jordan. And the holding the ball decision, I'm happy to tick that off. Another 2 seconds, and that would have been a free kick if the umpire had the gall to actually pay it, holding the ball, because he missed out on that one. Didn't want to pay the big one, did he?